Thank you. Good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would richly bless you this morning as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. God is very, very good, and I'm thankful that He's given me salvation. And today, if you're saved, I thank God that He saved you. And I just pray that we might be the kind of witness that God Himself wants us to be. We would like to take this opportunity this morning to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with classes for every age, and then we have our morning worship service at 11 o'clock this morning. And you're welcome to come to these services. And then this afternoon services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then our Wednesday evening service is at 7 p.m. We're having a Bible study, and so we invite you to come to this service. I do want to say that if there's any way that I, as pastor of Independence Baptist Church, can be a help to you spiritually, I'd be glad to do what I can. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe or the things that I teach and preach over this radio station, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. We've been preaching the past couple of Sunday mornings concerning the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we want to continue in this same study this morning. We'll read it once again this morning, the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20. The Bible said, "When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' And they said, 'Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets.' He saith unto them, 'But whom say ye that I am?' And Simon Peter answered and said, 'Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.' Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ." We've been preaching concerning three major points from the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 20, as we have thought on the subject, the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those three points are these. Number one, we must know who Jesus is. And number two, we must know what the Church is. And number three, we must know why Jesus charged his disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ. Now, we've discussed point number one, and we're about in the middle of point number two. But point number one was, we must know who Jesus is. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ has asked his disciples. You see, if you really don't know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, there's no need of going on to point number two. And Jesus said in verse 18, "And I say also unto thee." The word "also" there means moreover or in addition to. And so until you know Jesus as your own personal Savior, until you know Jesus, there's no need to go on and discuss what the Church is, because all it's going to be is misunderstandings about what the Church really is. And so Jesus made it clear that he is the Son of the living God. We also read last Sunday morning concerning the fact that Peter, nor the confession of Peter, is the foundation of the Church. The Bible said in verse 18, "That thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Jesus Christ is not building the church upon Peter, because Peter is a little stone. Peter is the hollowed out rock that bows down to the Rock of Ages. And I think everybody knows that the Rock of Ages is God Almighty, and Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And so Jesus Christ said, I am going to build my church upon myself. Now, what is it that Jesus is going to build? The Bible said, Jesus said, I will build my church. Well, what is a church? And so now we come to the point that we left off last Sunday morning. What is a church? The word church comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means a called out assembly. Understand this definition. The church is a called out assembly. Men today have changed the definition of the word church. But Jesus hasn't changed what he means by the word church. The original meaning is a called out assembly. But today, many people believe that the church is all of the saved. Whether it's all the saved of all the ages or all the saved that's on the earth at any one given time. But that's not what Jesus said that a church was. Because Jesus used that word ekklesia, and it talks about there that the church is one that is assembled. Now, notice that Jesus said, I am going to build my church. The word build here means that Jesus Christ is going to dome it up. And really what that has reference to is that layer upon layer, Jesus is going to build his church. This means that out of every generation of people that have lived since the time of Jesus Christ, that there are those that will be added to the church. This is as plain as it is. Some folks believe that all the saved are already in the church. But that's not correct. What the family of God is, that refers to all the saved. You see, the family of God, that refers to all of those that are adopted into the family of God by salvation. Adoption simply means that we've been bought with a price. It means that Christ has redeemed us from the slave market of sin, from total depravity, and he's given us his salvation, and he's brought us into the family. Now notice again in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, these words of Jesus. Jesus said unto Peter, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Notice this thought. There was a time when the church was not. Let me say that again, because it may sound foreign or strange to your ears. But listen, there was a time when there was no church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I will build. That is future tense. There was a time when the church was not in existence. I know that some folks might have a little trouble with that, but just think about it just for a little time. Think of something else. There was a time when the nation of Israel was not in existence. The beginnings of the nation of Israel can be found in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, when God spoke to Abram while he was living in Ur of the Chaldees, and he said, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Notice now, when God, in Genesis 12, verse 1 and 2, told Abraham that he would make of him a great nation, he was speaking of building the nation of Israel. Now today, we see the nation of Israel as an already formed nation in its own right. But we must remember, there was a time when the nation of Israel did not exist. We must also remember that there was a time when the church Jesus founded, or he organized, during his own personal ministry, did not exist. we must remember that Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, refers to the time when Jesus would begin to build up his kind of church. Notice this. It is evident that the nation of Israel and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not the same thing. The nation of Israel has all the privileges and authority of a nation. But the assembly of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, has none of the privileges and none of the authority of a nation. There was a time, though, that Jesus said, I will build my church upon myself. This tells me that Jesus began his church during his own personal ministry. Notice something else that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. Jesus said, not only am I going to build my church upon myself, but Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is an amazing statement, because in every generation, since the time that Jesus Christ organized his church, there has been those faithful people that can trace their history back to Jesus Christ. There's been faithful churches in every generation since the time that Jesus organized his church. Think of something else. When Jesus gives a promise, he always keeps it. And when God said to Abram that he's going to make a great nation of him, that's exactly what he did. And the nation of Israel has been around ever since that time. There's been some times that the nation of Israel has been in what we might call obscurity, but it's still been a nation. And then there's times that they all come back together again. And so it is with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has always been here since Jesus organized it. There's been times that history has tried to erase that church. There's been times that the enemies of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has tried to pass her into obscurity, but it has not happened. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has always been and always will be, because Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. During the dark ages, the church was passed back out of sight, but there was still a church there. And it was a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ that taught the Word of God and preached the Word of God. Why is that? Because Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is a blessed promise that Jesus gives to his church. But listen, folks, you can rest assured in this fact, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ did not die out during the Reformation or the Dark Ages, and was renewed during the Reformation. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has always been here. Even though men might not be able to see it, we can take the promise of God and know that it's absolutely sure. What Jesus said he would protect, he did. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us once again this morning. We invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and ask you to listen again next Sunday morning as we continue on this very important topic, the founding of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have questions or comments, you can contact us by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.